welcome back to it here. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here and continuing the conversation now. Our good friend, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, joining us here on the program. And the headline here is that there's been a large shift in Republican views on gun control over the past 2 years. And my question is, what are they? Doctor, good to have you again.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
So what is this big shift?
Well, I mean, you've had a huge percentage change in Republicans' views on whether or not gun control makes them safe or not. Before, just a couple of years ago, you had significantly more Republicans thinking that gun control made them safer compared to now. The reverse is true now, that people think that less gun control would be beneficial.
Well, I think that's true where I am. I mean, what you never hear about, you know, I see it on your page, and you talk about it some, but every day in this country, people that have concealed pistol licenses and concealed carry licenses from whatever state they might live in are involved with stopping crime and saving lives. The national news media never covers any of that, of course, but you and I talk about it, as do some others, and there's a lot more significance to that than people ever give it credit for. Isn't that true?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think obviously someone like James Craig has gone out and tried to educate people on that type of issue, and I think over time that kind of sinks in. People realize how important police are, but I think what's happened in many parts of the country is that people have seen how the police aren't allowed to go and do their job, or they haven't had the budgets to be able to go and do that. And the question is, what should people do if they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And they've begun to realize that having a gun may be the only way, and by the way, the most effective way, for people to be able to go and defend themselves when the police either can't be there just because it's impossible for them to be there all the time to protect people, or aren't being allowed to be there because their cuts in police budgets or their restrictions on what the individuals are able to do. I think just seeing what's happened over the last year with the surge in violent crime in many places across the country, as large numbers of inmates have been released, or you've had cases where police budgets have been cut, or you've had prosecutors in many large urban areas refusing to go and do their job. People have seen that the gun control regulations have prevented them from being able to go and protect themselves when the rest of the legal system isn't allowed to operate.
Well, let me ask you this, because obviously in the last 18 months, we've heard a lot about defund the police. And that is part of what you're telling me here, is that's the push behind people getting their own protection, defending themselves. But I hear a lot more people that are going through training. I also understand every time these stimulus checks went out from Uncle Sam, the gun stores did exceptionally well. I'm not sure those on the left would have appreciated the fact that $1,400 went straight to the gun store to help people buy guns. Probably not exactly what they had in mind, was it?
I mean, my guess is even without the stimulus check, given the concerns that people had about crime, and the concerns they had about restrictions in many parts of the country about what police were able to go and do, I think you would have seen that big increase anyway. You saw the increase going back to March last year, and that was before even the stimulus checks were able to go out. So, you know, it may have helped at the margin, but my guess is a lot of people, when their lives are on the line, would have felt similarly. You know, one of the things also that's happened has been the Biden administration. You know, you've had Biden going and pushing all sorts of new regulations that are there. You've had, you know, him moving back to things like Operation Choke Point from the Obama administration, going after many things that make it costly for people to be able to go and buy guns. I think he has also had some impact on people's perceptions about whether or not we have the right level of gun control regulations in the United States.
Yeah, and you look at the number of gun laws on the books. I mean, and you know this better than anyone else. There are piles of gun laws. And you know, and every time there's some terrible event that occurs, they say, well, we should do this or this. But those new laws, the bump stock, for example, outlawed during the Trump administration, did that do anything to change crime anywhere?
No. I mean, look, I mean, you have Biden going after stabilizing braces. Some people may think that that sounds horrible, but you know, the people that use stabilizing braces are disabled people. These are braces. These are essentially just straps that fit to the gun that go around somebody's arm so that they can handle a gun when there's recoil. It was developed for veterans that may have lost part of their hand in combat or may have had their arm crippled in some way. You know, there's been no increase in crime by disabled people. Biden points to one crime where somebody used a stabilizing brace, where it's not even obvious in any way that the stabilizing brace made any difference in their ability to go and commit the crime. And, you know, there's like no cost-benefit calculation. There's no discussion about all the disabled people now that are going to find it difficult if they go ahead and try to classify stabilizing braces as being the same as machine guns. You know, how you're going to disarm people and make it harder for disabled people to be able to go and defend themselves and their families. So, you know, people see things like that. They see other issues with the costs of guns being affected by the Biden administration. You know, bans on the importation of ammunition, things that make it already.
And does, I think that takes effect. You mentioned a ban on importation. I think a ban on importation from Russia. It's the only penalty on Russia for recent activities is banning the importation of cheap ammunition, which is going to push up the price of ammunition for American buyers by, many say, 30%. I mean, it's not even a thinly veiled attack on gun owners. It's what it is. I mean, Russia gets no penalty, but they can't send us ammunition. Please.
Right. I mean, look, he allows the major oil pipeline from the Russians to be built when he won't allow pipelines to be built in the United States. You know, things that would have had a major impact on the Russians. But you know, this, as you say, it just kind of dovetails in with Biden's overall gun control push. And I think it was more his attempt to just make it more costly in one of many, many ways that, you know, he found it attractive to go and ban the importation of the ammunition.
Right. The only good news we have out of all of this is that Joe Biden has no political capital left. It's all done for him. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, if you'd like to do some more research. His latest book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Doctor, always appreciate you being here.
Thanks very much. Great talking to you.
As always, Dr. John Lott, the Encyclopedia on Guns, Gun Control Laws, and Your Second Amendment Constitutional Rights. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. 4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.